A state science panel predicts sea levels could rise off the North Carolina coast by an average of 7 inches in the next 30 years. The report is the first from the science panel since state lawmakers blocked an earlier version that predicted extreme effects. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
In 2012, at the behest of the state's Coastal Resources Commission, a panel of geologic and marine scientists from the Army Corps of Engineers and the UNC system drafted a report on sea level rise off North Carolina's coast. It could influence coastal regulations and home insurance prices. So when the panel predicted a potentially devastating 3-foot rise over the next 100 years based on climate change, state lawmakers banned the report and garnered ridicule from comedian Stephen Colbert.
This is a brilliant solution. If your science gives you a result that you don't like, pass a law saying that the result is illegal. Problem solved.
The state required a 4-year delay and then a new study limited to the next 30 years. That's before the most severe effects of warming seas and melting ice sheets are projected to kick in. The science panel published the new draft Tuesday. It predicts a mean sea level rise of about 7 inches. But possibly higher than 10 in Dare County and lower than 6 off Wilmington.
A 7-inch rise could mean a moving inundation, you know, moving fairly far in.
Victor Flatt runs UNC's Center for Law, Environment, Adaptation, and Resources. He says a lot of that will be mitigated by beach renourishment work.
But I think the big impact are the floods, not just floods from hurricanes. They're floods from just regular storms and just even high tide events. So that water will find its way in, and this flooding, you know, is going to get more routine.
Roughly half of the rise stems from climate change. The report is open for public comments until the end of the year. It won't be finalized and sent to lawmakers until 2016. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.